It's Wednesday, June 25th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. We Energy issues an alert as some customers report carbon monoxide in their homes. The governor and legislative Republicans butt heads over tax cuts and child care funding. A court ruling issued for PFAS contamination cleanup, and Hormel sues Johnsonville over pilfered sausage secrets. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A safety alert for a natural gas issue in the Rice Lake and Hagen areas, and residents should not use natural gas appliances until further notice. We Energy says some gas customers in the area report increased levels of carbon monoxide in their homes. Residents showing signs of carbon monoxide illness, and if your carbon monoxide alarm is sounding, it should leave the immediate area and dial 911. If your carbon monoxide alarm is sounding but you are not ill, leave the area and call the Barron County Sheriff's Department at 715-537-3106. Residents in the area should not use any natural gas appliances and turn them off until further notice, and ventilate homes by opening windows. For non-emergency inquiries, contact We Energies at 800-242-9137. With the end of the fiscal year looming, state budget negotiations are down to the wire. Bob Hague tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers spoke with reporters in Wausau on Tuesday.
I think there is going to be action, but I can't guarantee it's going to be done by this weekend. But there's a lot of good conversations going on right now.
Is progress being made?
I'd say so.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said they're talking.
The most important thing for us, though, is to figure out if everybody wants to be at the table so that we have the ability to finish our negotiations. That's the most important part, because it takes three people to tango in this circumstance, right? I mean, you got to have the governor in both chambers.
Republicans want a tax cut, Evers, child care funding. A final budget bill must also satisfy Senate Republicans in order to pass both chambers and earn Evers' signature. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has delivered a victory for environmentalists in the battle over the regulation of forever chemicals known as PFAS. The court ruled Tuesday that state regulators can force landowners to clean up emerging pollutants such as PFAS before they are officially designated as hazardous substances. The ruling from the liberal-controlled court is a defeat for the state's powerful group representing businesses and manufacturers, which had argued the state couldn't enforce regulations on substances before they were officially designated as hazardous. It is the latest development in a years-long battle involving regulators, environmentalists, politicians, and businesses over how to deal with PFAS contamination. Extreme heat is taking a toll on Wisconsin roads. Ted Allen takes a look.
Pavement buckling has been reported all over the state. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says more than 50 roads statewide cracked due to sweltering temperatures over this past weekend. The heat causes slabs of pavement to expand, push against each other, and buckle, causing road closures and hazards for drivers. The DOT reminds motorists to remain vigilant, reduce speed, and report road issues by calling 911. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is supportive of President Donald Trump's strike on Iran over the weekend.
I absolutely support denying Iran, the largest state sponsor of terror, who declared war on America in the West decades ago, denying them access to nuclear weapon. And I just hope it results in a regime change. You know, the president's not saying, they're not saying that's our goal, but I think everybody would love to see that.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says the bombing of Iranian nuclear sites without congressional approval ignores the Constitution. A tenuous ceasefire between Iran and Israel is in effect. Layoffs and program cancellations at Wisconsin Public Radio. The state networks nationally syndicated To the Best of Our Knowledge, Zorba Pastor, On Your Health, and Beta will end this year, along with University of the Air, which airs on WPR stations statewide. WPR reported the cancellations on Friday, along with layoffs of at least 15 employees, and that several vacant positions will not be filled. Public broadcasting in the U.S. faces efforts by the Trump administration to cut federal funding, which accounts for about 4% of WPR's budget. Public radio lost listeners during the pandemic, and WPR Director Sarah Ashworth says the state network faces multiple challenges. A Wisconsin-based sausage company is being sued by a competitor alleging stolen secrets. Sean Maloney follows the case.
A new federal lawsuit alleges a former employee of Minnesota-based Hormel made off with top-secret sausage recipes and intel on the market before joining Wisconsin-based Johnsonville. The suit says the sausage market is increasingly competitive and improper use of confidential information could cause a manufacturer a significant economic disadvantage. According to the suit, Hormel has accused Johnsonville and two former Hormel employees of conspiring to unlawfully obtain Hormel's trade secrets. Hormel is asking for the return and deletion of confidential data, as well as unspecified monetary damages. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.